This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the University of North Dakota's Center for Innovation. I'm Scott Hennon, live, a talk radio town hall this hour, coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from the campus of the University of North Dakota with the new president of the University of North Dakota, Mark Kennedy. That in just a moment. Looking forward to that. Your calls, questions, and comments certainly welcome for him on the program today. You can dial us up at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get it sizzling with your questions or comments. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. And you can also send us an email if you like, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. They have a great new tool now called Hum. Have you heard about Hum? It makes your car smarter and safer, offering features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locators, and hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And they're everywhere. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botano in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thiefer Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota, online at bmobile.com. Without any further ado, let me welcome to the program the president of the University of North Dakota, Dr. Mark Kennedy. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you.
Good to see you, and you're officially in the chair. Now, Friday, I know, was your first full day as president, and you spent most of that, I would assume, in a bullpen somewhere preparing for the heavy-duty pressure of throwing out the first pitch of the Twins game that night, huh?
It is heavy-duty pressure, but I'm very pleased to have had the opportunity, and it was about as good a night for baseball as you could imagine. If they had 15 runs the next day, if they could have just sprinkled one or two of those into the day we were playing baseball, they would have had a win, but it was fabulous. They did played a great game, and we had a wonderful time with a lot of good UND alums.
I saw the replay. And I was impressed. Pretty darn good. But I thought the best part was that T-shirt. I mean, the publicity, the PR, the branding for UND in a town you've spent some time in. Pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
It was extraordinary. And as you went throughout the whole stadium, up on the billboards and all the restaurants, they had the UND logo. I mean, to have our alum, who's president of the Twins, is helpful because we got a lot of great press throughout the Twins that day.
No, that's for sure. It was neat. And really, I'm curious a little bit about that. I was thinking about that Friday, watching the game and thinking about, okay, how many people are sitting in those seats at Target Field, and I'm thinking UND, right? But beyond that, that can happen anytime. And Bradbury's, was down there, did the same thing. So there's been publicity with that. But beyond that, I'm thinking also of your time at Macy's. I'm thinking of your time at Pillsbury. I'm thinking about your time in forming the Economic Club of Minnesota or the Rough Rider Group down there. So well connected with a business community that is, high test right up there. Metropolitan community, Fortune 500 companies and the size of Minneapolis. Do you see a way to leverage your friendships and relationships there for the benefit of UND in the future?
Well, I think I don't necessarily consider leveraging those friendships. I think it's all a seamless cloth. I have a lot of friends in Minnesota. I have a lot of friends in about a dozen capitals around the world as well, certainly in Washington. But to more tightly connect UND to the world and the world to UND, which is the same mission I did with the Economic Club of Minnesota, is a focus of mine. Because the world is getting more and more global, and we want UND to be thought of and understood and appreciated by people around the region, around the world. And that's clearly in the back of my mind, the goals that I'm setting here.
A lot of those things I want to cover today on the program, and we'll also welcome questions from our listeners as well. You probably should start just telling us a little bit about yourself. I mean, obviously, we had the pleasure of interviewing you in the process of your application and ultimately getting selected for the job of president of UND. But I don't know how many people were paying close attention. Okay, Mark Kennedy, I know you as a former member of Congress. That's when we first met, when you were a member of Congress. Congress and doing lots of work in western Minnesota. But let's start at the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in the great city of Benson, which is the distance between where Debbie was born and where I was born is less than the distance between Grand Forks and Fargo. The distance between where we were born in North Dakota was less than the distance between Grand Forks and Fargo. So I originally grew up in a small town of Murdoch, which is a community of about 300, Irish community, rural ag community. Then we moved to Pequot Lakes in northern Minnesota. And as I pumped gas there at the Oasis Inn in the summer, I counted plates, and there was as many North Dakota plates as there were Minnesota plates. So I say, in a sense, I've grown up in North Dakota during the summers.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of time with a lot of North Dakotans around you. Now, you mentioned Debbie. She happens to have a degree from NDSU, which probably, helps endear you to lots of North Dakotans that might be, fans of the other school than the one you're leading.
Well, there's no doubt that we have lots of NDSU friends. If you look at it, our maid of honor and her husband are NDSU alums. Her brother is also an NDSU alum. He gave me a hard time. He stopped by the house picking up his our farm in Minnesota, picking up his wife, and there was an NDSU alumni brochure sitting on our counter at our farm that he was saying that if that was known, I'd be in real big trouble. But she is an NDSU alum, so we've been getting the NDSU alumni magazine. They're both fine schools, but they play different roles, and that's one of the key things that we need to understand, is we're the primary liberal arts, law school, medical school, energy school. They have a lot of great things going on at NDSU. We don't need two NDSUs. We don't need two UNDs. We need to collaborate when it makes sense to collaborate and otherwise stick to our own missions.
Interesting. Okay, so now let's go back to your how'd you get from Murdoch to the U.S. Capitol? Murdoch to where?
I'm the first boy in my family to graduate from college, graduated from St. John's University, Collegeville, Minnesota. I went on from there to public accounting, but then got my MBA at Michigan.
I got to ask you, though, how is it you end up as the first in the family? What was the family decision-making there? Did your rest of your family members say, I'm going to stay here and work on the farm, I don't need it, or what?
Well, I'm one of seven, and my mother is a very big driving factor in our family. For some reason, she came up with the idea that she was going to give all seven kids $500 a year for 4 years to go to college. She also was very international, even though she'd never been abroad, saying there was an extra $500 to help pay for a study abroad. I didn't end up taking that. Many of my sisters and brothers did. I went abroad during my grad school. But so all seven of us are graduates of St. John's, St. Ben's. I only applied to one college coming out of high school because that was my world. I went to St. John's, and as you probably know, I continue to be very active as an alumni with St. John's and very fond of that great university.
They're a loyal bunch, the Johnnies, right?
I've said before, I was actually surprised. I maybe shouldn't have been surprised. And one of my family members was just commenting on how avid UND alums are. And I put them in a St. John's, Notre Dame category, which in my mind are probably the three most fervent alums. So I'm proud of the fact that this is a university at UND that loves their school. Johnnies love their school, too.
All right. So you were going through after St. John's.
And then I went to the University of Michigan. Debbie and I were already married at that time. Debbie's father is a farmer. He passed away just a year ago from Hawley. He said he didn't understand it. This guy comes and marries his daughter. He's got a good job, and he quits his job, and he goes back to school. But he says, as long as he's not asking me for any money, I guess I can't complain. So I went to the University of Michigan Business School, which is, as you may know, then and now amongst the better business schools. Fabulous experience. We spent a semester abroad in the Netherlands, studying at one of Europe's top business schools, traveled the country. The continent was able to welcome our parents there on their first international trip. Spent a summer at Eastman Kodak. Came out, and I graduated. I didn't win the Henry Ford II scholarship for the top GPA of all 800 students because one other CPA retook the accounting classes. I passed out of them, was teaching accounting at the time. So I was only probably number two in my class out of 800. But then I came out into Pillsbury working with them in the acquisitions area.
Yeah, and Pillsbury, of course, one of those iconic Minnesota companies. And you played a pretty significant role in spinning Burger King, right?
Well, we had, I helped, my first job was helping to buy a little company out of New Jersey called Häagen-Dazs that made ice cream.
They did okay.
That we bought for, I think, $88 million, and we were selling $500 million of Häagen-Dazs in Japan alone 5 years later.
Wow.
So it was like one of the best acquisitions ever. My friends at General Mills that are now owned at Pillsbury are happy that we made that acquisition. But I did a variety of international funding and structuring to help with Burger King, Green Giant, and Häagen-Dazs expansion around the world. I did the second ever Euro Deutschmark bond offering by an American company. I did a seven-currency, multi-currency revolver to help expand them.
Is that what puts you on the world stage to start with?
Well, part of it. You know, my mother's inspiration from the beginning, but that got me on the international stage.
More on the story coming up. We're live in Grand Forks at the Center for Innovation at UND today with President Mark Kennedy. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglomo of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're back live at the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota, on the campus of the University of North Dakota, with the new president of UND, Dr. Mark Kennedy. When I say President Kennedy, you understand, it sort of, you know, rings of history. So,
I'm a big fan of John F. Kennedy. My daughter, I love the quiz they're my kids' friends, and she would tell them, The answer is always easy. It's either John F. Kennedy, Theodore Roosevelt, or Winston Churchill. So we're a big fan of JFK in our family, as you might expect.
So we're walking through kind of your career path here a little bit, and welcome calls as well on anything today on the program for Dr. Kennedy, 800-228-0550. One of the things I wanted to just, you know, talk about that worldly connection. So you're Pillsbury, you're doing acquisitions, you're all over the world. You obviously mentioned that some of that came from your mom, who just had that about her as well, and love for that. You know, as a fan of UND, I sit here and say, boy, there's got to be a million different, again, connections and ways that can help the school. Are your wheels turning in that regard as well?
They are. And, for example, I just brought a group of students from George Washington University to Beijing, Seoul, and Tokyo. And while I was there, I was talking to University of Tokyo, which is regarded as the top university in all of Asia, and was talking about trying to get some exchange programs, because we have a few things here at UND that are world-class. There's probably nobody else that does, for example, drones like we do, or shale like we do, or rural health like we do. And so I think there's an opportunity to both give an opportunity for some of the top universities, students in the world to come to Grand Forks for a bit, but that also gives an exchange opportunity for somebody from UND to go to some of the top universities in the world and get those kind of exchange opportunities. So trying to create as many opportunities as there can that my mother tried to do for our family, for me to do for UND family, is one of the things I'd like to do.
Yeah, that's fascinating. A couple questions I'll go to as we just kind of sprinkle these in. These are a few that have come in on Facebook. TJ wants to know, why did UND pull the plug on the baseball program? And I don't imagine that's the first question like that you're going to get related to things that have been, decisions that have been made by your predecessors. But obviously there's a tough budget situation here at UND. So maybe first, just on what you see in the way of a challenging environment on the budget, certainly not over, according to every legislator I talk, very likely going to be a special session, and obviously some more cuts to come. And then second part of that question would be specific to the baseball program.
Well, first of all, I don't know the specific answer to that because I wasn't involved in the process, and President Schaefer had to go through a very challenging process of cutting the budget, which is never fun, never easy. And as you can see, that requires a prioritization. And there are many tensions because UND means 1,000 different things to 1,000 different people. There was just an op-ed over the weekend saying we're spending too much money on the athletic programs and not enough focus on the academic programs. So there is that tension back and forth between the athletic side of the house and the academic side of the house. And so I think the overall idea of having everybody go through the process as they did and having in some ways shared sacrifice as part of the outcome is what needs to happen. But I think the key thing is that for us to truly be great, us to truly be understood not just in North Dakota but around the region, around the world, for what we're excellent at, we have to focus at what we're excellent at. And we perhaps had a very good baseball team. The first question you'd get here is if you even thought about cutting the hockey team. We're not going to cut the hockey team. You have to focus on what you're great at, and for better or for worse, it was deemed by the process that was something that just wasn't one of the things that made UND great. I'd love to keep it, but we have to make choices.
Another, Terry Joe says, why would they cut an academic program, music therapy, that has 100% graduation employment rates? This is one of three programs in the state, in the entire country. How does that even make sense? Similar.
Again, they go through a prioritization process that I wasn't a part of, but I agree with the idea of going through prioritizations. And rather than being peanut butter and okay at everything, and yes, how well we are preparing our students to succeed in their careers is important. As a flagship university, that's ours. That's a goal for ours. But we also need to make sure that we're maintaining that strong liberal arts core. You have to make decisions. That was a tough decision. It's not a decision I'm going to retrade. And on just about all the difficult decisions that President Schaefer did, you can expect me to say, as you just alluded to, there's more difficult decisions coming ahead. We're not going to go in reverse difficult decisions we've already made. It's unfortunate we have to make them. If you want to increase the price of oil, you know, another $50 a barrel, we won't have to make these decisions. But getting broad input setting priorities, and ultimately making those decisions on a timely basis is what we're going to continue to have to do.
President Mark Kennedy, UND, on Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions, we'll get to some more of those in a moment here, but others welcome as well on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 2-800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. So let's go back to where we left off, Pillsbury, where you were starting to do some world travel, do acquisitions. Where from Pillsbury did you go?
I went to what's now Macy's, was then Federated Department Stores in Cincinnati. We wanted to get back to the region by the time our oldest child got into first grade. We made it by the time our fourth child got into first grade. But we had a wonderful experience at Federated, now Macy's, basically creating what is now the largest fashion retailer in the world, going through some challenging restructuring, some challenging acquisition time. But I ended up being a treasurer, one of the top five officers of one of 100 largest companies in America at age 31. So it was quite, you talk about drinking from a fire hose. That was another experience in my life, drinking a fire hose.
I asked him before we went on air today, I said, are you drinking from a fire hose already? And he said, I'm used to it.
So I spent probably a third of my year in New York negotiating with bankers and lawyers, which was a whole lot of fun. But that really gave me a lot of great experiences. From there, I got my way back to Minnesota before running for Congress. But in total, I spent 20-some years in business, a dozen years as an officer of a New York Stock Exchange listed company, before deciding that I wanted to fulfill my lifetime goal of public service.
So how does that time in business, we'll go to public service next, but how does that time in business help you in what we just talked about, which will no doubt be a challenging budget environment here at UND?
This is a big organization. So forget about the budget. The budget is one piece of it. But just marshaling an organization with nearly 1,000 faculty, 2,000 staff, you know, 15,000 students, lots of other constituencies, managing that in a way that it's efficiently and effectively delivering on its mission requires administrative skills that business hones. How do you set a strategy? How do you make sure the organization is aligned to that strategy? How do you make sure that there's a communication back and forth, up and down, sideways throughout the organization on everything that's happening, decisions being made on a timely basis? Those are types of skills that you hone in business. UND is not a business, it's an academic entity, but business skills properly adapted can be additive to this role.
Can you imagine somebody doing it without them?
I can't. I there's many, you know, we'll get talking about politics role, but, you know, you need to be steeped in academia to be provost. You need to be steeped in academia to be president, but you need other skills to be president.
Interesting. All right, more with Dr. Mark Kennedy. We're live on the campus of the University of North Dakota with President Mark Kennedy in his first few days on the job. From the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota. Short break. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule,
Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Chat with Mark Kennedy, the president of UND. Questions or comments, welcome for him, as we mentioned on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Getting a few of your Facebook questions. You can watch us live on Facebook today if you really want to check out the fun, or later. It'll be archived there as well, so you can follow that as well. One of my favorite new little toys is Facebook Live. Isn't this kind of cool?
It is cool.
Yeah, Periscope started it, actually, and it became a big deal with Periscope. And now Facebook obviously saw enough people doing it and said, we better do this too. And so they make it very easy to do. We've done a few events. We did the last governor's debate between Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem in the gubernatorial race. And so we're dabbling in it more and more, but...
We did a little bit of this at the ball game as well, so it's great to be able to reach out and communicate with the UND fans, and yeah. We look forward to doing more of it.
In fact, an incentive for you that are listening on air today to watch it later is Dr. Kennedy just told us about his kids and how they're doing, and his very first grandchild.
Very
how about
first,
that?
Indeed.
I love it. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Do you have a MyPillow pillow?
Not yet.
Because this is a Minnesota company. You know?
I should have one.
Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow, and he's out in Chanhassen, cranking out, literally hundreds of thousands of pillows every month, and sending them all around the world. And he's just a great entrepreneur, like those that turned out here at the Center for Innovation. We have the one and only deal in talk radio, the 4-for-1 deal, where you get the classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. And two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get four pillows and save $160 if you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Let's go to Castleton. Carl has a question for President Kennedy on our Talk Radio Town Hall today for Mark Kennedy, live from UND. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. President, you're just as good as the other president. But my idea... I went to the UND baseball games here this spring, and I played for UMC Crookston. I was a college catcher. Can a person personally fund a baseball program through a college? I know a couple of parents were discussing that, but our family has 5 oil wells, and I think I could fund the UND team on my own. Thrunson families.
We'd be happy to talk to you about that. I mean, the challenge is you really need to have it endowed to make sure it can be there forever. And that's to endow a baseball team is multi-millions of dollars to do that. But, Carl, we'd be happy to talk to you about that. And that's, I think, very, very necessary because as you look at academia today and all the pressures that we're getting in, the best way to make sure something's going to be there forever is to have alumni like you endow it. I went to practice for the ball game at my prior university at George Washington University. I went to their ball team, and on the outside of the ball field, we had, here's the people that gave millions, here's the people that gave hundreds of thousands, here's the people that gave less than that. But it really takes that type of commitment to keep these programs. So we'd be happy to follow up with you later, Carl.
It's really sad they have cutbacks, but you got to have those ups and downs in the market. And I think our family is ready to give back to North Dakota because they've given us a lot of in Tioga. That's where our wells are. And,
well, Carl, if you
I don't
want
to run for office. I just want to do positive things with the money.
I'm all for that, and I think running for office can be doing positive things if you do it right, too. But, Carl, if you could make sure that Deanna Carlson has your name so that when I follow up with Deanna Carlson Zink, she knows who Carl is, we'd be happy to follow up in this conversation.
They actually have a really good team, and I think a lot of the players in that Grafton area, and amateur ball is really important in that area, the same as ours down in Alexandria, Minnesota. We had amateur leagues, too. And that good job there, President. Say hi to Mr. Schaefer.
I will do that. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Carl, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna ask Manny to get your email information, and then we'll connect you up with Dr. Kennedy after the show. Appreciate the call, though. Just hang tight, and Manny will chat with you here off the air. Other calls welcome as well at 800-228-0550. That kind of passion in his case for baseball is very evident in a lot of areas at UND, and there are a lot of alum and current fans and students that are very passionate about the University of North Dakota's athletic name that previously was the Fighting Sioux, as you well know. And I know you were asked about this question already. Hey, there's a controversy over the new Fighting Hawks logo. Are you going to change it? Are you going to, those kind of questions are coming your way, and you talked about how this has been a bit of a distraction. For the benefit of our audience, I want to kind of plow the same ground. But before I do, I want to just see if you... It wouldn't be unusual for you not to, but because obviously you're new here, but do you get a sense from afar and as you've come in just how passionate people are about that history? In other words, they go back to the 30s and the elders from the Standing Rock tribe coming here and saying, President Starcher, will you take that Indian headdress? Will you represent us, right? Will you take this name? It was the elders doing this, and this has again gone way, way back. So you have, 70, 80 years of history here, and then you have, what I would call a typical academic controversy, right? Not unlike that have happened in other campuses where, it's popping up here and there and presidents are dealing with it. Okay. But then you get the NCAA involved. And then obviously it goes to a whole other level. And then you have a lawsuit and everything else. And so what people really see now is not a president that took the name away, not a legislature or a board of higher ed. They see an institution like the NCAA who said Fighting Sioux is hostile and abusive, which they say, I've been at games. I don't see hostile. I don't see abusive. How can that be? And they take it away. All right. And then there obviously was a lot of controversy about when should it go away? How should we replace it and everything else? So you've got this festering wound, for lack of a better term, that has really commanded a lot of discussion and passion from people. And then a new name that is sort of, and a new logo that's sort of, and then it sort of starts anew. How do you come into that environment?
Well, first of all, I appreciate everything you've said, and I appreciate that there's passion there. And as I mentioned in a previous interview, I'm a 7-time letterman with the Pequot Lakes Indians. We never felt that was hostile. In fact, we were proud to be the Indians. We were bragging about being the Indians. I would have been happy and still am happy to be considered that. And we were holding up what this country, what this state views as being Sioux qualities that are to be emulated, that are to be prized. So I take a bit of a different angle from the NCAA on that, but here's the angle that I come from. Outside of North Dakota, UND is more known for being having fought over the name for forever than they are for having had 8 national championships. And so the process, the fight, the continued struggle on it has been highly detrimental to both distracting from other priorities that are essential to be the premier flagship in the region, as well as highly detrimental to our image. Forget about the Sioux Hawks issue, just the fight and the fact that we've been fighting about it forever and the fact that we still want to keep fighting about it. And we just had our first meeting talking about all the other issues that we need to focus on here at UND. It's not a question of Hawks or Sioux. It's a question of, are we going to focus on the priorities that are important, or are we going to continue to fight about something which isn't going to change until the NCAA changes anyway?
That's a very good point. I guess I hadn't thought of. You're saying what people know most about this is the fight. We're known for the battle.
We are known for the battle. If you go outside of North Dakota, and even if you spend time with those that are passionate about it, we're known for the battle. We're known for fighting about the fight. Pequot Lakes Indians was no longer the Indians. It is the Patriots. Now, would I have voted for the Patriots? Perhaps not. But we're still known for beautiful lakes, not for fighting over Indians versus Patriots for the last decade.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be known for great hockey, great academics.
So it seems to me we're at a pivot point where we say right or wrong. Wherever, in other words, I think the NCAA was horribly wrong, and I assume you do too. It's a ridiculous decision. I mean, to say that the Fighting Sioux were hostile and abusive when it was given from the elders, but whatever. That's like litigating the past. You have this fierce battle, you lay it out on the table. At some point, you have to say it's in our rearview mirror. Otherwise, you're going to be consumed by it.
I think it's more than just the nicknames. North Dakotans, nobody likes to get told what to do by outside, higher, unelected power.
Yeah.
And that's the NCAA. So, I mean, part of what's making this fester for so long is, who's the NCAA to be telling us what to do in North Dakota? And that's part of it. And I appreciate that. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about participative governance within academia that I intend to make sure that we are, you know, highly participative. This is an example where it wasn't as participative. It was top-down. People don't like that. People don't like giving up to tradition. So I think, though, we have to keep the spirit of the Sioux within our sports team.
What does that mean? In other words, use that example, talking about being more participative in an issue as controversial and as passionate as people are about the name and the logo.
I mean, if you look at the name and the logo, the NCAA has taken it out of being a participative issue. We could talk about it forever.
Right, so I'm talking about, give me an example of that model, how you use it better going forward. What is that? Explain that model to me. How does the university president use that?
Well, I think if you look at the strategic plan that I've talked about putting forth and trying to get the whole community around what are our priorities moving forward, what does it mean to be the premier flagship in the Northern Plains? We need to make sure that that's not Mark Kennedy coming up with those criteria, but it's the whole university, and not just the whole university, but the university community, including the alumni, as well as the Grand Forks people, because we're the state's university, the people in Fargo and the people in western North Dakota. So pulling that in into the process, honoring the structures that are already in place, those are things we're gonna do.
Yeah, I'd love to research the Chronicle of Higher Education and see how many incoming university presidents said that their top priority was going to be to listen. But I saw that in an interview of you over the weekend. I thought, that's a heck of a trait, right? Come in and let's find out what other people think.
It's the best. If you think about why we're still talking about Sioux versus Hawks, did the NCAA come in and listen first? Did they make sure that we've all sort of made this together, that we've sought for compromises where we could, you know, maybe not have it be black or white, but somewhere, you know, where we could each get a win out of it? That didn't happen, and that's part of the reason why it's gone on. So I want to ultimately get us to agree to a strategy of priorities that everybody had a say in, that everybody agreed. Not everybody's going to get what they want. There'll be people that, you know, feel that the prioritizations were wrong, but I want everybody participating, struggling with it, wrestling with it, and coming up with a unified goal.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what will happen once those priorities have been identified. Also, we didn't touch on Dr. Kennedy's time in Congress as well. We'll do that for a little bit, and how those skills as a former elected leader can help one at the university level. When we continue on What's On Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower. You use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live at the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota. So quickly on priorities. We're with Mark Kennedy in a talk radio town hall today in our final segment. We'll do more of these today, a chance to catch up with Dr. Kennedy on a very busy day, his first day as the president. So, Mark, the priorities. You mentioned I'm going to listen. I'm going to go get these. Once they're identified and this consensus says, one, two, three, here's what we're going to do, what then?
So if you think, I've set two goals, to be the premier flagship university in the Northern Plains, and to be the chief opportunity engine for North Dakota and North
chief
Dakotans.
Chief opportunity engine?
For North Dakota and North Dakotans. So what are the five criteria that we're going to say this makes us the premier? I'm going to let the university community wrestle with what are those five. Is it having the most number of programs? Is it having the most number of students? Is it having the highest graduation rates? Is it having, you know, the most research? What are those? Let them wrestle with that. Come up with five that we agree on. And once we do that, I'm going to be focused on those five by school. The university is going to tell us what's important. The chief opportunity engine is what three programs are really going to drive opportunities for North Dakota and North Dakotans. We have a lot of ones that are in potential. You're here at the Innovation Center. You've got the unmanned aircraft. You've got shale. You've got a lot. What are the three that we're going to really be best in the country at? So what are going to make us, what five criteria are going to make us best in the region? What three research areas of academic focus that can drive opportunities are we going to be the best in the country or the world at? That's what's going to be my priorities. We're going to get some preliminary feel for that prior to the legislative session. We're not looking to get this wrapped up until next June. So it's going to be a long process that we'll be pulling in a lot of input on, but that's what I'm focused on.
I wanted to talk about another one of your career stops. We didn't spend much on the academic side. We'll do that next time we have you on. But on your time as an elected leader, member of Congress, Minnesota candidate for the United States Senate, how does that help you here?
It helps you a lot because if you look at all the constituents, and you look at the pressure politics that everybody plays on you on any number of issues, you have to make sure you're engaging all the constituents and you're dealing with all the conflicts between the different constituency groups in a way that continues to move the organization forward. If you think of that in Congress, you have people on every side of every issue thinking that their issue is the most important issue and that their view on the issue is the only right issue. You also have that same thing here in academia. And so it can be managed correct. It can be managed effectively or it can debilitate an organization. And my focus is to keep us all moving forward towards a common goal.
It takes a skill set, though, to sit there, you know, talk to countless amounts of people who believe their issue is the most important issue. Right?
It is, and it was interesting. People ask me what's the hardest thing about being in Congress. The hardest thing about being in Congress is you don't care about every issue. There's some issues, frankly, you just don't care about. Somebody comes up to you, it's the most important issue for them. They have this point of view. You can't say, I don't care. So you have to come up with a point of view on it. I'm either going to go this way or that way. And then when somebody that agrees that thinks it's the wrong way to go, you have to defend your position on something that you don't care about. I care about the University of North Dakota. I care about us being those two goals that we do, so it'll be easier for me here. But setting priorities, dealing with all the different people pulling and tugging in different directions to make sure it doesn't keep you from moving the ship forward is my priority and what politics background will help do.
All right, we're going to get one more call and a couple more comments by text. How much of UND's annual operating budget is made up of student tuition and how much is subsidized by tax revenue?
I think that ballpark 25% or so is funded by the state and much of the rest would be the tuition revenue.
All right. We'll go ahead and roll
but
the
it's
off.
My second day on the job, so I, re, you know, re, 25% tuition, 25%
tax revenue.
A little of each.
On those stools. Okay, thanks for the tax. Go ahead and roll that off-air call. You had a question on tuition waivers, was it? Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
A serious question for Dr. Kennedy. My son attended graduate school at the University of North Dakota. He paid full bill. His biggest gripe was there were a large number of foreign students in his graduate program. He asked him, why would people from a warm climate come to UND for school? And the answer was the same from everyone, because it was free. Now, I'm a North Dakota taxpayer, and I want to know why my son has to pay for his graduate degree and foreign students get theirs for nothing.
Well, there's two or three answers to that. First of all, I don't know because I haven't really dug into the tuition waiver. The second question I would ask is, were they in the very same program? Because there are some areas in the hard sciences that if you're really going to get the program to drive the kind of skill sets we need here, for better or for worse, we don't have enough Americans going into engineering or analytical chemistry. And so some of those students end up staying in North Dakota and helping to drive the chief opportunity engine. But I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that not all master's programs have the same equations when it comes to the degree of funding that they have. Hard sciences, the STEM, the science, the technology, the engineering, the math, are skill sets that we need to provide more encouragement to be that chief opportunity engine.
All right, very interesting. We are going to have to call it quits there. We'll get in more of the calls and emails and texts next time. A good opportunity to learn a lot from you and what you plan here. Dr. Kennedy, thanks a bunch.
Good to be with you, Scott.
We're going to finish one question that came from a listener off air that we'll do in just a moment here, and then we'll let Dr. Kennedy go. So if Facebook Live will get you that question. It was just a follow-up on the logo question. And we do have a little bit of news. James Comey, the FBI director today, announcing no charges for Hillary Clinton, saying our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case, recommending no indictment in Hillary Clinton's private email server troubles. More on that tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. From the University of North Dakota Center for Innovation, I'm Scott Hannon. We'll see you tomorrow.
PetroServe USA. The folks that help America fuel better. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for 99 cents. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week, they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.